Okay. Thank you. We're learning the Maimer in Akid Zeranu on page Membeis. Moichin de Katnas Shabobas Manchnas HaGolas. The Golas is a time that we've been asleep. And sleeping doesn't mean just physically sleeping. It means that Silu Kamoichin, that the awareness that we've been talking about, of what a Jew is, and to see oneself in a much bigger way as a cell in that unbelievable body that's called Am Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, and to be able to wake up from the grave that we're in, that the Vilna Gaon described, oh, thank you, of Golas, to be able to wake up, to get up. From a state of Moichin de Katnas, we were learning on page Membeis, and this is where we were up to. Did we finish the parak? And then we're just coming back to 13, or we're just up to 13? We're up to 13, okay. We were learning how, going back to the Gra, that even after death, there remains a slight trace of life connected to the bones. That's called Havla de Garmi, or Kusta de Chiyusa, a tiny drop of life that's left after a person dies in the grave. And that means that since Golas, as we've been learning, is compared to death, there's a Ruach Chaim, the Havla de Garmi, that bit of life that's left with us, the Kusta de Chiyusa that's found with us even in the state of being asleep, so that we can wake up. And that's the job of our generation. To wake up those who are lying in the dirt. The time has come for us to get up, to wake up to a bigger reality, to moichin the godless. So I felt it's important to look at the note. Let's learn the note tonight. On page, all the way in the back, page Tof Mem Ches, footnote 13. To just have a stronger understanding of this reality of Havla de Garmi, of that life after death that remains, that spark of life that remains even in the grave. Havla de Garmi. So on page Tof Mem Ches, 13. Ubinyin Havla de Garmi. Ubinyin Havla de Garmi. And this comparison of death, of Golas and death, Koser Ramchal v'zula shayne. So we find from the Ramchal, this is found in Das Tvunas, in Simon Kuf Lamed. I'm sure many of you have the Das Tvunas at home. And the Das Tvunas Kuf Lamed, the Ramchal writes the following. Re'i afilu. The Das Tvunas is a conversation that's taking place between the Guf and the Seichel. There's a conversation that's going on that the Ramchal used as a means of giving over pretty much what he was teaching in Der Hashem in a more academic way. He gives it over in Das Tvunas in a way of a conversation, of a dialogue. So that's the meaning of why it says Re'i, Re'i. Afilu hamisa shehi habitul hayosa gadol shebaolam. So the seichel, the neshama, is saying Re'i, that even death, which is the greatest bitul, which is the most powerful bitul that exists, it's habitul hayosa gadol shebaolam. Bitul means an end. It's the bitul. It's the nullification, annihilation. There's nothing as final. There's nothing as final as death. But as Jews, we know that even though there's nothing like the bittul of death, that's why the Ishbitzer says in many places, and his children, his grandchildren, how even the greatest believer, when you walk away from the cemetery after the Levaya, you don't hang around davening and saying, "No, please come back to me." It's not an inyan to daven at the grave to come back to me. We believe in Chesed Meisa. As long as there's a hope, a person davens. As long as there's life, a person davens. But once you walk away from the cemetery, the bittul of death, the absolute finality of death, this is what's so painful about it, is that zesof asipur zeu gamar. Tchis ha-meisim is a mavtech, it's in Hashem's hands. That's. But the truth is, in pnimis, the Ramchal says, ain't a bittul gomer. Of course, even death is not final. Ain't a bittul gomer. Kareyesh tchis ha-meisim. And we daven all the time. Chaim chesem, chayim meisim, rachim rabim. But it's a madrega of rachim rabim. It's a very high thing, rachim rabim, to ask. Chayim meisim, rachim rabim. Sha'af al pi, those who just came, we're on page Tuf Mem Ches, we're learning the footnote, 13. Sha'af al pi, sha'guf shav la'ofar, even the body returns to the dirt, to the earth. Hine haluz shabai, miskayim kidua. That part of the spine, whatever, the little tiny little piece of bone that contains the sod of tchis ha-meisim, of life, that has a spark of the neshama in it, shabom miskayim kidua. Which the Sfarim say that the same way that in the nefesh, there is a luz, so too in the world there is also. There was a place called Ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir L'Rishayna, where people didn't die. It's a whole, I don't know if you're familiar with the whole mice, I'm not going into it right now. Also the Indian, for instance, the Kaisal HaMaravi, which is the Luz, even a Luz, where and what and how, it's now in the Parsha. We're talking about these in Yonim and these Parshias, and Vayetze. But the Kaisal is a place in Am Yisrael that doesn't die. No matter what has been done to us, and no matter what our enemies have been successful in being machriv and destroying, the Kaisal is always that luz, that kusta de chiyus of the Jewish people. As also Shechinim Kaisal Maravi, Chazal say, they said this thousands of years ago, that the Shechinim will never leave the Kaisal Maravi. And we learned last year, 2 years ago, we were talking about this, that Kaisal is the Oasis Tuchal. That means that you can. Tuchal, atayachal. Tuchal means that no matter how it seems that you can't, there is that kusta de chiyus of a Jew that's screaming at him, Tuchal, atayachal, atayachal, mata. Mata Yoshev, atayachal. Get up and do it, you can. You can. That's the luz, that's the kusta de chiyus of a Jew. In this world, it's very, very much connected to the Kaisal Maravi, that place of the Kaisal, which has in it somehow, at that place, why Dafka there? There are different explanations why Dafka the Kaisal. It's a whole sugya in itself, the Indian of the Kaisal Maravi. We all feel drawn to daven there, but we're not quite sure why, other than it's the nearest we can get. But it really is that in place. In the physical world, that's the location of the luz. That's the location of the kusta de chiyusa, of that life after we were killed and after we were destroyed. It's the luz of the Beis HaMikdash, is the Kaisal Maravi. Alusha b'mas kayim ki yadur, liv nais mimenu haguf hahu atzma. Which Chazal say, that Hashem Yisbarach is going to restore, is going to build the guf, is going to rebuild the body, from the luz. Kol shekein mashu pachas mimisa. The Ramchal says, so that's even after a person dies. Kol shekein, how much more so mashu pachas mimisa, when it's less than death, she'en abitul gomavadai. If a person is still alive, kol zman shata chai, kol zman that a person's alive, atiyochel asakein, you could fix. You know, even after death, there's a tikkun. Alachas kama v'kama, while you're still alive. Ela miskalko v'yochel l'sakin. It's not a bittel gomer. There's chiyus left inside of you. Even a dead, even the bone in the grave, there's a chiyus. Alachas kama v'kama, when you're still alive. V'yisrael b'golus, haridam ad ofer. Yisrael and Golas, we've been dragged down ad ofa, mamish, ad ofa, to the dirt. Shnemba Bamin says in Eicha, B'machashakim ha-shiv, any kimeis, ha-shiv, any kimeis, say-olam. Mamish, like those who are, we're in a dark place, like a person in the grave. V'im kolza, krok siv, it says, V'af gam zois be'yoisim be'eretzoy ve'yem, loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim l'chaloisam. Even when you're in the lands of your enemies in Golas, I have not been disgusted with you, and I'm not finished with you, and I'm not destroying you. You're not being destroyed. You and I, this generation, is the luz, is the kusta de chiyus of all of history, that we remain alive as Jews, that still daven and keep mitzvahs. We have very, very elevated neshamas. It's something that. In other words, we're the part of the Jewish people that was not able to be destroyed. It's an amazing thing. To a large extent, Yiddishkeit was, over the years of Golas, has been eradicated. It used to be that all our grandparents and great-grandparents were Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. They were God-fearing, observant Jews. So who are we? We're the Koisla Maravi. We're the Luz. Like they couldn't stamp us out. We're together in shul. We're learning. We're davening. We're that kusta de chiyusa of life, of the Jewish people, from all the years of history, that we're the ones who are alive as Jews, who are trying to be Avdei Hashem. That all of Golas couldn't destroy us. Uchsiv, keni Hashem leishinisi, v'atim b'nei Yaakov leichalisi. That just as Hashem is unchangeable, He's forever, atim b'nei Yaakov leichalisim. It's an amazing pasuk. It's at the end of all of Navi. At the end of the Neviim is Malachi. Ani Hashem lo shenisi. V'anta b'nei Yaakov, just as Hashem says, I am unchanging, and what I do and what I want is forever. Atam b'nei Yaakov lo chelisim. You, b'nei Yaakov, are never going to be destroyed. V'hainu, ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nochrim al ma'isav ha-tovim she'yima'asei. Hashem doesn't regret the good that He's done in the world. Like a human being could have regret over things of the past, Hashem doesn't regret the ma'isim tovim and the best thing that Hashem ever did was Am Yisrael. V'afal pi she'minech lahem kilkul. Even though Hashem does give us free choice, and as a result of that, there are all kinds of kilkulim. There are the things that get messed up. It's not that Hashem has abandoned us and pushed us away with two hands, chas v'shalom. He allows us, even though it pains Him, kivyachol, He allows us to go through suffering and difficulties. Because only Hashem knows how soft, sometimes we see it. But a lot of times we don't see how soft this is a good thing, this suffering. We don't see it. But Hashem knows that soft, this is l'tavosa. Al-kein hu-mekayim mitziyusam. Therefore Hashem sustains us, our existence. Even though Jews could be saying for many, many years, already, if you had it, enough, it's enough. We can't go on. Hashem, lochi lisan. The inyan is continuing, because soft, it's going to be mezgala. That all this was l'tav esenu, every single second of pain, of hest upon him. Every single thing was l'tav esenu. Avamicham hu lehitzdar b'kur ha-nizyonis shel hatzaros ha-rabbis v'haros. Hashem allows us, no, Hashem keeps us in this situation that we're being tested with all kinds of nisyonis and all kinds of tzaros, harabas v'haros, that no other people in the world have ever experienced what Am Yisrael has experienced. Acha yeshuva v'yifuchu kegefen, that ultimately we're going to return to Him and we're going to blossom like the grape, the vine. V'yitzvuchu michadash, and we're going to grow from new again. Ke'eretz taitzi simcha tzmacha, like the earth that brings forth new plants. Uchaginas royeha, and like the garden seeds and plants. Tatzmiach v'zerayim atzmam, Vayeludover, Shemus, and you can see the proof from seeds themselves, from the seeds in the garden. Shemus Kalkalim Tachas Aretz, that when they're in the earth, when they're under the ground, they disintegrate, they fall apart. And when the seed is falling apart, the seed feels like it. This is like, the seed feels that this is, I'm finished. This is mamish bittel gomer. I'm finished. My story is over. I can't bear it anymore. We don't know the feeling of the seed when it's falling apart. And the seed thought that it was going to bring forth something great, and it's falling apart. But that falling apart is what brings to the growing. Ach loymis batlan. Loymis batlan. The seed is not misbatel. It's falling apart, and it feels that it's going through the pain of disintegration. But dafka that seeps into the earth and brings forth all of the brachas of this world. El al kain may offer yachzru v'yitzmachu. So too the seeds that from the earth they return and grow, everything new. The Ramchal says that we see that Hashem has not created the world in such a way where there's absolute bittul, without something being able to be fixed. Everything has in it a kusta dechayusa. Only one nekuda of creation, Hashem said, He will utterly destroy. What's that? Tzomoli. There's an inyan of mocha emcha. We're not going into that right now. But other than that, we don't see that Hashem is Baruch says such an inyan. Of Moche Emche. Of Moche Emche. Ela Kilkel Sheyochel L'Saken. Kilkel Sheyochel L'Saken. Everything undergoes that experience of the seed, but it's all to come to something much greater, to something higher. V'nikamoshe B'yarno. Shlam Tzoros HaBitl HaZeh Lo Yached HaOden Baruch Hu Shem Shlemusu Alav. Shenim Yachid Shmelara. Now, as far as this period of Kilkel, Hashem does not place His name upon it, because, as Chazal said, that Hashem is not Miyachid Shmelara, even though all Ra is to bring to ultimate good. But Hashem doesn't sign His name on Ra, because one could get the impression that, God forbid, that Hashem's Tachlis is the Ra, that Hashem wants the Ra. And that's the ultimate goal, is the Ra. Hashem says, no, I'm not putting my name on the Ra. Ra, suffering, darkness, misery, is a hechetimtzit to come to Tov. Hashem Yisbach signs His name on Tov. He doesn't sign His name on Ra. That's why people can make a terrible mistake. They can make a mistake and think that Chalila, that Hashem has signed His name on Ra. It's not. Can other Rabbi Maise Shlemusu Lekayim called over Tov? The Shlemus of Hashem means that Hashem is Mekayim Kol Dover Tov. Hashem is Mekayim all that is eternal, that is alive, that's forever. Everything that's good, that Hashem puts His signature on. Afilu b'soicha hefseidim b'shaz kalkalosai v'loi zoz merachef aleihem. Even when something is going through its kilkel, even when the seed is falling apart, and even when a person is falling apart, Loizoz Mirachev Alam, Hashem does not budge, it doesn't move. The Shechin is Mirachev, Hashem is hovering over. Kedei Lekayim HaToiv Shlo Yizbatel Bittel Gomer. To see to it that there shouldn't be Bittel Gomer, that there shouldn't be utter destruction. Hashem preserves that drop of life. Even during the bittel, there's the luz, there's the kusta de chiyusa. Hashem preserves that life so that it can grow back, and that from there will come the ultimate good. Uri inyan zeh ba'adam mavua be'er hetev. You can see this by a person in a very clear way, by a human being. K'may shibyan l'el ha'akbola sheyesh binyani ha'odim binyani ha'anhoge el yayna. Odom kiyamus, when a person dies, hine nishmaso ta'azveyu. He named the Shmosa to Azeo. The neshama leaves. The neshama leaves the guf. V'yoshuv ha'ofa el ha'aretz kishahaya. And he returns to the earth kishahaya, as he began. Man comes from the earth and returns to the earth. Ofa ator el ofa toshuv. V'haremez v'inyin echad hu. The remez of this return to the earth. Ki adam bonui michoshech hagufonius. Man in this world, his body, is made of the darkness of physical life, of something that is temporary, something that is weak. Halahu guf hachoshuch is the guf hachoshuch that's dark. Hamachudish behesta ponim yisbaruch shemo. The whole existence of the body was created by way of Hester Panim, because the neshama is with Hashem. The neshama lives in a place of Gilui Panim, of Haoris Panim, of Hashem's light, of Hashem's face. So the very existence of the body in this world is the result of Hester Panim. The neshama doesn't want to go into the guf. The neshama is screaming, I don't want to go. I don't want to go into the guf. So there's Hestarta Panacha, Yisinivo. Hashem hides his face. So the life in the body is a life of, by definition, of separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hestapon. K'moshe b'yanu. U'miruchni yisamachayu o yisamizakichay. There's that concealment of the ruchnias that gives life to the person. Told us ha'oris ponim yisbaruch, the ruchnias, the neshama, comes from ha'oris ponim, from Hashem's face. From Gilui Hashem, Hashem's revelation. Lahashlim chisar nivrov, kama shibiyanu gamkein. That through the neshama is always aware of Hashem's presence, and always is standing in Hashem's presence. From that, there could be a tikkun of the guf, and that's the ultimate tachlis, which will come finally with chias amesim. Ubeyoyis ha'adam baruch hu mishalichim ha'adam kesedav hazeh. Gam ha'odom chai v'olamo. And since Hashem walks with a person in this way, the neshama b'soy chaguf, gam ha'odom chai v'olamo, a person can live in this world. Hakasha yaniach yodo ha'odom baruch hu. May ha'ir pan v'elav, but the moment that Hashem turns away from a person, the moment that the neshama leaves the person, because the neshama is or p'nei Hashem. The neshama is Or Pnei Hashem. So the moment that the Or Pnei Hashem, the moment that Hashem turns his face away, then the guf is left on its own, when Hashem turns away from the body, so then that's death. Kein testalik neshama nagufo. Then the neshama leaves. That's what death means. Hashem's face turning away. Because the neshama is Or Pnei Hashem. So when Hashem turns his face away from the guf, the neshama leaves. That's the Or Pnei Hashem. The neshama leaves, and then the guf has no life to its stam, and the guf dies. The yishor haguf meis ke'even doimim, and the body remains like a rock, without life. Ulam gam yivatol v'yifosei. And in the grave, the body disintegrates. It's misbatal. Destroyed. Ki sile ka'odan baruch hu panim bimeno. Because Hashem has turned his face away. And the neshama, that means that the neshama has left. We're always davening, al tas de panechem imeni. Al tas de panechem imeni. I want to live. Al tas de panechem imeni. Es panecha Hashem avakesh. Es panecha Hashem avakesh. Uksiv, tasdir panach yivahelun. We say that in Baruch Inafshi, in Rosh Chodesh. The tasdir panach, David Melch says that Hashem, when you hide your face, yivahelun. Everything is in terror, everything is frightened. Tasdir ruchim yigvon, and the ruach leaves, and there's yigvon means everything dies. Velafarim yeshuvin returns to the earth. But the Ramchal says, Hashem never turns his face completely away. He never turns completely away. He has that, you know, like peripheral, is that what it's called? Like, he never turns completely away. Lo legamre yaster odon baruch hu es pnei tuva la'olam. Never. Ke'eze shviv me'oro, a tiny sliver, a spark of his light, of his eye. Yagia cheshkas hesta upon him. Illuminates the darkness of that state of hesta upon him. The kiyuma shel olam, to keep the world alive, to sustain life, even after death. Lachein lo yevatel gam haguf hazeh, bitul gomer. Therefore, even the body doesn't go through complete bitul. Hashem's got an eye on it, and because of that, there's a part of it that remains alive, even after thousands of years in the grave. There's a part that remains alive. And the neshama never leaves the body entirely. That's why, that's with other reasons we're not going through right now, it's a very big inyan to daven by the kever, to be by a kever. Because lo ta'azveyu ha'neshama l'gamrei. Because the neshama never entirely leaves the guf. So whenever you go to the kever, there's something. By a tzaddik, it's already a different inyan. But even by amcha beis yisrael, by a regular Jew, lo ta'azveyu ha'neshama l'gamrei. When you go to the kever, you're coming to a place where there is something of that sliver of light that's there of the neshama. Lo tazveh neshama legamri. Elokimu masha kiblu rabbeinu hakadoshim. He might say him ha'atzamish of the kever. Eiza chelik chiyus hanikra b'lashonim havla degami. There remains by the bones in the grave that chelik of life that Chazal referred to, called havla degami, like a hevel, a little vapor, or some sort of a mist of life. Hamakayim hamesim litzar hatchiyah, that sustains life even in the grave, litzar hatchiyah, for the purpose of tchiyas hamesim. There are no ovens that were built that could destroy such a thing, the kusta de chiyus of a Jew. Shaloyu hakamim b'tchiyah b'riyos chadoshes. So therefore, the Ramchal says that when the mesim get up for tchiyas mesim, it's not going to be like entirely new. B'riyos chadoshes. Hello, oisim shekvar mesu atzum. The very same people who died are going to get up. With all the gilgulim, how that works, we're not going into right now. But that person that you knew when he was alive, when she was alive in the world, that's the person you're going to meet. Because people get nervous. It's going to be a different Gilgul of the same person. It's like, how am I going to relate to that person? It's a different Gilgul. It's the same way that we saw the person when he or she was alive. That reconstruction of the person is going to be by Tchias HaMesim, the way that we recognize the person. Like Yaakov spoke about in Shal Gugulim, how all of this works. We're not going to right now, but that's what we're looking forward to. They're seeing the person come back healthy, the way that we remember the person, the way that he or she was in the world. The Rabbi Sadi and other tzaddikim talk about how Tchias HaMesim will begin. That first will come back as a person that last moment of life, but then like the Yecheskel, that the energy and the life and the health will return, and the person will be at the height of his health or of her health, which is around 40 years ago when I last jogged, I guess, in Washington Heights somewhere, maybe something like that. Ukrok siv v'yizbir b'tzach tzachas nafshach v'as mesech yachlitz. That Hashem will satiate with his light your soul, and the bones will be healed, will be freed and healed. That's Das Tvunis. Let's go back to the parak. No, he said it nice to Ramchal. It was nice. It's good. I have to learn Das Tvunis, the whole sefer from beginning to end. Page Mem Gimel. Vihine. Inyin chiyas mitzumtzem azu. this little bit of life. So we're now in Golos, the end. So this Chias Metzumtzemes, this Havla Dagemi, this Luz, he saw it Moichin Dekatnas. Emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, it's called Moichin Dekatnas. It's called very, very limited and small awareness. Hatomim is Matzavena Begolos. That's our Matzav in Golos. Shubuchinis is Pyrus Aguf L'Resisim, which we learned is the body is crushed into pieces. Moichin Eilu HaMachiyas Shal HaResisim in the Frodim. And this Moichin is the Chiyas that's left in the pieces that are separated. Like there's certain things, like, worms or something, if you cut it, the pieces move, you know? So this is there's a Chiyas that's left in the pieces. So this is our way of thinking about God and serving Him during the years of Golos. Very, very limited. Very limited. She avoids Hashem shall call take ishu levadu l'atzma, which is the avoida of every cell by itself, each cell of the organism, but by itself, not working together and feeling part of the entire mitzias of the whole guf of the whole klal. As we've been learning from the beginning of the sefer, so self-interest, even ruchni is the self-interest. Even ruchni is the self-interest. Ki hine achir shalonu hi bevada avodas Hashem. There's no question that even now, whatever chiyus we have, whatever life we could feel, it comes from being avdei Hashem, from our avodas Hashem. That's our chiyus. Shehi amechaberes osonu elav yisbarach. Whatever connects us to Hashem, we feel that it gives us life. But our musag of life is so pathetically small. It's so small. Our musag of life. If you could imagine a person who chas v'shalom, a person is paralyzed and is in a terrible, terrible, terrible place, paralyzed with a coma, chas v'chalila, and comes a little bit out of it and is able to move with a little bit of a pinky and gives a smile and is like with that smile saying, "Ah, oh, I'm a chaya." That's, and a person who's standing there who's healthy and looking at that feels, "Oy, that's a machai." A little bit of just a pinky moving, that's a machai. Okay, but for that person, it's a machai. To be able to move his pinky, it's a machai. But for those who are watching, who are healthy and who are moving and alive, that's a machai. That little bit of chiyus is a machai. So whatever chiyus we can feel in Golos, it comes from our avodas Hashem, from being Yidden, from being Jews, from having some attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mamshicha banu chai mikiyum, and we live from that. We mamish live from that chiyus that we could feel being Jews. U'bemeshach HaGolos, and over the years of Golos, le'yichlo lehasgot leizgalos bonu madreges echayim agadayla shel haguf kulay. Through all the years of Golos, there remains, in a very deep and mysterious way, hidden within the Jewish people, this ability to come back to the greatness of our, even greater. Shel haguf kulay ka'odam chayu shenishmoso bekirbo. Like a person that as long as he's alive. V'kach rak nitzoyts dak. Shor al kol eivah v'chol tei levada. But in Golos, there's only like a spark of that life that's by every cell, every Jew, and every eivah, every limb, and every cell. Limshach by ma'at chayim. With a little bit of life. L'man yokim ha'guf l'tchiyas olamim. Because Hashem, as we learned from the Ramchal, preserves even in the grave with that kusta dechiyusta to bring back to life. So we have within us that unbelievable potential to be brought back to life that was that's greater than any life that we ever lived earlier. Greater than the times of the Nevi'im. We can't be masik what that means. Moichin de katnus elu, hem kumar da'as shel ha'katan. Moichin de katnus is like the das of a child. Shechoshev rak al atzmai. What's a child? A child thinks only of himself. Only of herself. That's a child. That's moichin de katnus. Even though the kid can be very, very smart, but the kid is always thinking about himself. That's the meaning of a child. He doesn't have a chavas adas. A child is wrapped up completely, completely in himself. He doesn't feel the life of the other. Moichin de katnus is like a child that feels only his own life. And if something is not right by him, the whole world is chorben. And if he got his candy, then the world is gevaldi. That's a child. Certainly a child can't feel that achdus, that connection one to the other. That all the Jewish people are one havai achas mamish. See, that's another thing. I'm sorry to bring this up again, but it's so important to understand that it's not to keep on kicking at the Inyan, but that after the Maisa happened 2 weeks ago in Pittsburgh over there, the terrible Maisa happened, or when we hear something in itself, but especially there it became so clear when there were some unfortunate individuals who were speaking in a way of such moichin de katnus. But you have to understand, aside from the amaratzis and the silliness and the ignorance and all the other bad things that was revealed in the words that were spoken by some people call themselves Rabbanim and so on, but the moichin de katnus, like a child, it was a pachad not to feel the pain of other Jews. How do you say that when there are Jews whose families were murdered? How do you talk in such a way? It's a pachad, the katnus. Then keep quiet if you're a child and go someplace and have your tootsie roll and be quiet. What are you making speeches about like this that the kibbutz doesn't hurt you? You're talking in such a way. If you would feel the pain of another Jew, even if you had such silly machshavas that your hashkafa is all perverted like those that were being spoken, even if you have those things, how could you even open your mouth when Jews haven't even been buried yet? Where's your feeling of another Jew? Where's your feeling for the Jewish people? It's a pachad. Where's your feeling for people who are hurting? Even if it would be a cat, a dog, you wait until the Levaya, you know what I'm saying? A cat is lying there, and the little kittens are walking around. You don't have rachmanis on a cat. How could a Jew talk like this? Like Kilo, there were not even bugs that were killed. You have some sick hashkafa, some perverted hashkafa. That's something, whatever, go learn, go someplace. But where's the Jewish heart? That's hard to understand. How could that be missing? To feel the pain. You hear something, a maisa, that there are Jews who were killed. How could you go b'shas maisa to talk about the conservative or the orthodox or the Shemir Shabbos or not Shemir Shabbos if it was your child and your child was a Mechal Shabbos? You understand the moichin de katnus? That's why I'm bringing it up. The moichin de katnus of Golas. It's your child, and if it's your child, you're going to, and your kid didn't wear tzitzis and was Mechal Shabbos and davened in a conservative temple, so then what you'd say, he's conservative. Yeah. The way these diburim were coming out. If it was your child, if you were a Baal Tshuva, it was your mother, your father, God forbid, that was killed, and there are people they have family, these people. These were Jews with children, with cousins or aunts, chvais. How do you talk like that? No? The moichin de katnus. Besides the ta'ut, the mistake, in plain, simple hashkafa, and in halacha, besides that, where's the godless of a Jew that when someone is writhing in pain and lying in blood to talk you with such insensitivity? I think this is what's shocking to people. I mean, I know it was shocking to me, and I'm assuming that it was shocking to many people to hear such diburim, especially, you know, the beard and the whole thing. Diburim, a shocking diburim. It's not funny. It's tragic. But it's such a symptom of Moichin de Katnus, of Golas. A very extreme symptom of Golas. It's I'm not connected to that person at Kedekach that I could talk about like it's a bug, because it doesn't have the same religious like I'm so religious. It's not so religious like me. It's like a bug. Like a bug, mamish. Where's that? It's a moichin de katnus. That's what Golas. Gizel tivu shel akotn. I got a child. What's the nafki minute? This one died. Echlapnach. You know, I'm alive. What do I care? He died. It's not my mommy. It's not my daddy. It's not my brother. It's not my sister. It's again. What do I care? That's moichin de katnus. It's not your brother. It's not your sister. Shemrukas ba'atzmoi balomai. It's just. A child is just merukaz. He's completely focused, obsessed with himself and his little world, his world. And he thinks that his private life is everything. His personal life ain't of his loss, there's nothing outside of it. Therefore, he's only worried about what's good for him and his own personal happiness. If a golus is compared to death, to sleep, therefore redemption, is compared to what? Getting up from the dirt. And waking up from sleep. The inyan has service mehashena. This inyan of waking up from sleep. What does that mean? Waking up from sleep. It means the return of moichin the godless, of a big way of thinking, of seeing ourselves as intertwined, inseparable from every Jew in the world. That's moichin the godless. Feeling a responsibility for the Jewish people, feeling responsibility for your community, for your shul, feeling responsibility for Am Yisrael. You see, people that are Isaac, you have Askon, that they're busy helping the tzibur and doing things, moichin the godless, that they give up on their own time to do for other people. There are other people that they just call into the little hole. Yeah, they even can have a safe and a tilim, and they learn a lot. But where's your feeling of connection to other Jews? Say that if you could be a Talmud Chacham, you could be pearl, all kinds of things. If you learn Lishma, of course, when you're sitting in your basement, you're being pearl things. But then you have people that they just like disappear. They just go to shul a little bit and come there like that. But they're not active in the way of moichin the godless to be involved in something to help Am Yisrael, to lift up the Shechina. And you have other people that are very, very, very connected to that. It doesn't have to be that you know how to run an organization. I'm not talking about, not everybody can do these kind of things. So everybody's different. But each person his way in her own way. You know, I always say that there are people that they came. A lot of people that are in the tzibur, and not just here, but in every tzibur, they complain. I don't know what can I do. Nobody ever asked me. There are other people. The second that they come here, they come to me and they say, "Okay, I just moved in. What can I do? What can I do? How can I help?" My other people, they say, "I don't know anybody. And, nobody said good Shabbos to me last week, and I don't know and." And I feel like nobody cares about me. All these diburim. You have another person who walks in, lives in the neighborhood, he's here for like for 2 days, just unpacked, not even finished unpacking his boxes. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem, Shalom. What could I do? Hineini. It's a yid like that. All these diburim of... Nobody gives me. I don't feel I have a support system here. These lashonis. I'm not even going to go into it. I start to talk about these support system. What kind of support system do my parents have in Auschwitz? Jews had support systems. Where? What? What do you mean a support system? You support yourself. And you do what you have to do and pick yourself up. Support system. You need a whole system. I don't know what that means. Even a support system sounds like a building with people working about in your inyan. Like contacting you and calling you and texting you and telling you nice things to give you chiz. You have to have a system. It's not enough to have a like a husband or wife or a friend. You have to have a support system. Systems. Like, wow. I don't know what that means. There's like a people working around the clock to make you happy, to make you feel good. There's a whole organization. It's called, you know, Base Moshe. That Base Moshe, they have computers on and saying, how can we make Moshe feel good? He's having a hard day. Poor Moshe. Godless. Kedaka Shemisha Misari Mishinosa. Shamar Shavla Tafkud Molivir Anan. Where the mind is busy and filled and refreshed and alive, thinking big things about others, not about just yourself. And so it is waking up from the sleep of Golus. The return of Chiyas and Moich and Shalodam Chai. Lebedik. To be alive. Lebedik. Alive. I had to be somewhere. I was on the way back and I was talking to a person, a wonderful, wonderful holy Jew who lost his wife, and he stuck taking care of the kids, a young man. And he was telling me about what how he's with the grieving and with the. And I said, Hashem Yirachem. I said, Vayokim Avram Al Pnei Mesuk, he's going to look. I never went through that, thank God. And I don't know what it's like, and I would be much, much, much worse than you. And I would throw myself in, God forbid. I wouldn't know what to do. But I could tell you that there's only one Mahalach, and the Mahalach is Moichin the Godless. Do something for other people. Stop sitting around and thinking about it. Vayokim. Vayokim Avram, me'apnei meisai. Vayokim Avram. There's nobody who loved more than Avram Avinu, and there's no one in the world who he loved more than Sari Imenu. And Vayokim Avram, me'apnei meisai. Vayokim Avram. The Torah doesn't say it has, but Vayokim Avram, me'apnei meisai. He got up. Must speak. And you go weiter. Do good things. Become involved in helping other people, doing things for other people. Not to be bones that are crushed and separate and can't keep themselves alive and together. That's the end of Moichin of Moichin the Gavels. I will continue as Hashem. So the next 2 weeks there's no Shir. You'll file an email, Mitzvah. You know, Mitzvah be in Eretz Yisrael.
Huh? It's next.
I'll be in Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvah. Yeah. I hope.